workshop session. Yesterday, we looked at going through the three gates. And now we can look at going deeper in this meditation of Seva, being a servant of Krishna and chanting the holy name in that meditation. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Krishna. Jaya Radhama. Jaya Radha Madhava. Kunya Bihadi. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihadi. Gopi Dana Vallava Giri Vadadadi. Gopi Dana Vallava Giri Vadadadi. Yasoda nandana vraja jananandana. Yasoda nandana vraja jananandana. Yamunatira Vanachari. Yamunatira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihadi. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihadi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Chida Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Radha Kanaya La La Radha Kanaya La La Radha Go Premanandi Hari 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 Bo Hare Krishna. May I just know, did this work for you? did you sometimes use it? You know, the art is, whenever you criticize, like I just criticized, I'm shy to say, I just had a silly thought. And you know, and now I've changed it, and I thought, oh, what a silly thought. How could I do such a mistake? And now I have to do this silly thing to change the blue band. And you will see, by doing this, you will, after some time, no longer have these silly thoughts, and will be bright-faced and smiling, and it cures this foolish thing. You might like to give it to some other people as a tip, but I want to say something in general. Just like this is only something which we usually do during a retreat, you know. It's not that I'm expecting you to keep these now and start a new fashion. It's not required, really. It's something which we do during a retreat to learn a principle, which then we will apply outside of the retreat without the blue band, the blue rubber band. In the same way, many of our exercises which we do are just meant to learn, to teach us a principle. For instance, the last exercise, where it was all about attention and attending to the name, is something which we don't do outside. We just learn what it is and how it feels, and then we will apply it to our chanting. Because if we would chant as slow as we did, one round would take us 15 minutes. The usual time a round given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it's between 6 and 7 minutes, one round. He says 4 rounds in one danda, that is 24 hours. 24 divided by 4, that is, I'm so helplessly unmathematical, 6, yeah, I thought so. So that's the it's an appropriation, you know. Sometimes it will help you if you look from time to time at a timepiece, a watch and so on, and then you see when you have finished your round in 1 round in 3 minutes, most probably you have moved your fingers too fast. And if you have finished 1 round after 30 minutes, most probably you fell asleep. So you can monitor a little bit between and find, well, here the mode of passion was very much active when I was too fast, and when I was too slow, maybe the mode of tamagun came. Good. So these exercises are just meant to teach us certain principles, which then will be adopted by us in our life. Not necessarily the exercise will be adopted, but the principle. This is something which I wanted to say, and so on. Now, in this last workshop which we have, I want to do an illustration of chanting in the Seva Bhava, and then leave time for your questions. We have not yet attended to your questions. if you have any questions, I thought that's a nice and pleasant way to just interact and a little bit personally. But for about 20 minutes, I request your attention and so on. Now, I also wanted to start this session by telling you my favorite story on japa. You will have to listen very attentively because it is enigmatic in the beginning. Enigmatic means you don't really know what's the point here. Once there was a disciple who came to his guru because he had tried to chant, but he had not made any good experiences. So he wanted to ask the guru to release him from his vows to chant a certain number of rounds for the Maha Mantra. And the guru said, was sad when he heard this, and he thought for a while, and then he said, "Do me one favor. Before you stop chanting, give it one more try. Do you see that heron in the distance? Do you know what is a heron? It's a bird with long legs, white body, and usually they have long crane-like necks also. See this heron in the distance? Chant to the poor thing." So the disciple thought, he's an old man, he's a nice person. He went to this heron and he chanted an entire mantra, Hare Krishna, and so on. And after he was had completed the mantra, the heron looked at him, his eyes widened like this, and he fell down dead. "Oops," said the disciple. He went back to his Guru Maharaj. "This mantra is not good, Guru Maharaj. It just killed a heron. I think I'm very justified in giving the mantra up." The Guru thought was very, very serious. After the disciple had told him everything, he said, "It was most probably an old heron. Just go now in our goshala. Our cow has just given birth to a cow, a calf. It's just given birth to a calf. Chant the mantra to the calf, and then report to me." The disciple thought, "Well, I followed him so long, I will do this." So he went to the goshala. He saw the newborn calf. He completed one Mahamantra chanting to him. The calf looked at him with wide open eyes and died. Said the disciple, he ran back, "Guru Maharaj, something is happening here. Can you explain to me what happens? Now the calf has died." And he Guru Maharaj said, "Later I will explain. Now, before you give up chanting, I have one last request. The king of the country has finally been successful to conceive a child. Is it called to conceive a child? We say, go to the king and ask him that you want to chant the Maha Mantra to the prince." "Oh," said the disciple, "the king will not allow me, and I'm also not sure if I should do it after the two deaths which recently happened. He tried so hard for such a long time and was not successful, and now his little child is guarded day and night by the palace guard, and if anything happens, I will risk my life." "Are Baba," said the king, the guru, "this was some special occurrences. I mean, you have chanted all this while the mantra and no one died around you. So, but even if I try to see the prince, the king will not allow it. No one is allowed to see the prince. Say my name, said the guru, and that it is my desire. And the king, who is also my disciple, will usher you in. Make sure that you chant good. So the disciple was announcing himself. The secretary who took his case, I mean, who dealt with him, said, no chance to see the prince. And the disciple said, my Guru Maharaj, and he said the name, has sent me. Can I come on his authorization? The secretary said, I don't think so, but I will ask the king. And he asked the king, and the king said, okay, he can come, but I will come along, the queen will come along, and we will have our palace guard before the door. The disciple went, he saw the little prince, greeting him, you know. And the disciple said, he really gave his best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he said the entire Maha Mantra. The little prince opened his eyes wide and left his body. Kill him! This is too much! The king fell down and fainted. The queen fell over him and cried. The palace guard came and took him out. And bring him before the town's gate, said the king. And give him a slow death, really slow. This guy needs to be tortured. So the disciple, oh no, I knew I should have followed Paramatma and given up this chanting. I knew. Now I will be tortured. So as he was leaving the room, all of a sudden, a brilliant personality came out of the body of the prince. He commanded everyone to come back into the room and asked to be silent. And the brilliant personality said, I am so grateful to this disciple who acted on the order of his spiritual master. I am so grateful also to the power of the holy name. I was a cursed spiritualist. I had done a mistake and I was cursed to take 3 consecutive births. One as a heron, the second as a calf, and the third, the most terrible of all these births, as a prince who would get lost in materialism. Then I requested the yogi, please, I don't want to take a long, long birth as a heron. I don't want to live even as a calf for a long time, just eating grass and roaming about. And, oh, I really am afraid if I become a prince, I will lose all my spirituality and go totally sensual. Please, save me. And then the yogi said, you will be saved. There will be a great kind soul who will send his disciple to chant the Maha Mantra to you. And after that life, you will go back home, back to Godhead. Yoo-hoo! My dear devotees, never doubt the potency of the holy name. Yes, sometimes the Lord deals with us a little bit strongly. Sometimes he may pull our ear or our emotions. But don't distrust his potency. He will do exactly what is necessary for you on your journey. And I want to say this happens especially when you go on such a retreat where you have, like yesterday, a strong spiritual practice. You might remember we really put on the heat yesterday, more than usual. Today is an easy day. Never doubt the holy name. You may not understand what is happening, but be trusting, be faithful, that when the Lord works on you, it is for your benefit. That is also very important if you ever want to become a good disciple of your spiritual master. Sometimes your spiritual master will work on you to wake you up. Never become angry when he does this. It is his way of trying to bring you to your next level in spiritual life. So the holy name is like this, and he's our master, and we are his servants, and in our lives we need to approach him in the seva attitude. We need to have this attitude if we ever want to meet the Lord in the form of the holy name. He is already the enjoyer. If we want to sit on the seat of the enjoyer, that seat is already occupied. He's already Rasa Raj. He's already the supreme enjoyer. For us to be related with him is not possible as the enjoyer. He is already there. It is only possible as the servant. You know everything. Das, yeah. So, well, this will be, I mean, for me it is the best part of the of this japa retreat. But I'm thinking what to do with you. You look so thoughtful. Something has happened. Where I notice you are very thoughtful, and what I also noticed when we chanted, you chant louder. It has more volume. It has more substance. Have you seen in the last kirtan? There was more. With substance, I don't mean just brutal noise, you know, I meant it has more heart. Heart volume is increasing slowly. It may be that you are thinking deeply about your life and about Krishna consciousness, and that comes into the chanting. Now, when I saw Srila Prabhupada for the last time in my life, it was in London. And Srila Prabhupada gave us, I was with a group of 10 devotees with him, an instruction which turned out to be one of the most important instructions in my spiritual life. See, we were devotees who had just come overnight from Germany because we were informed that maybe Prabhupada will leave his body very soon. So we were ushered into the room, and when I first saw Prabhupada, I started to cry because he looked so emaciated. He had glasses on, sunglasses, which protected his very delicate eyesight from too much brightness. And he sat on a rocking chair, which was transformed also into a carrying chair. He could be carried like on a palanquin. And I really remember when I went in the room, he was spiritually very, very strongly present. He was clearly getting ready to teach us something. So when we all sat down, he asked with this commanding presence, his the sound was very soft. It was almost like whispering. But because he was so present in that whispering, we heard him very well. He was speaking like this. But we really were glued to his lips and we heard him very well. So, then he asked his question. So, have you understood our philosophy? So I knew when Srila Prabhupada asked such questions, he was very serious. And I would always make mistakes. So I will not say anything. And then Prabhupada, then someone started to speak. Savadamang parijaja. Give up everything else in the world of inferior dharma and surrender entirely to me. Prabhupada was not yet satisfied. He waited for more answers. Then someone said, Yare deko tarakare Krishna upadesh. Whomever you meet, you should give the instructions of Krishna. Tell him the instructions of Krishna. Prabhupada said, but what is that Krishna Upadesh? What is the instruction of Krishna? And then we were all silent. We knew our spiritual master had something in mind which he wanted to teach us. And let us now listen to him and not try to give him our 2 cents worth of understanding. Then Prabhupada said, and it was really cutting through the room. First of all, you have to understand that life is eternal. I don't know if you know what this meant. You know, we were all like, oh, you look so thin. Oh, you have spectacles. You know, on the typical mundane consciousness, we were all identifying the body with a person. And Prabhupada just cut through this, I would say, human, but nevertheless unspiritual, vision. He just cut through this. He wanted philosophy. He didn't want now emotions and affection. There is a place for that also. But now he wanted to know what is our philosophy. And it is just went like, bzzz. You have to understand the life is eternal. Prabhupada told us in essence, I'm leaving soon, but I'm not leaving. I'm only leaving this body, but I'm eternal. Life is eternal. He told us that in essence. And I have never ever, it's still when I remember that time, I was so moved. That when I got up from, somehow I was so moved that my dhoti had loosened and fell down when I got up. I quickly took it on because somehow I must have breathed very. I was really moved by this. My spiritual master telling me here, he's eternal. Life is eternal. Everyone is eternal. Even Sandipani Krishna. Everyone is eternal. That's the first thing you have to understand. So if you wish to enter into a relationship with Krishna, you must know your German body, your English body, all this will go. This is not you. It is a little smoke in the air, but it's not you. Prabhupada here in this lecture, which I quoted already, talks about this. The difficulty is that we are not free from designation. We are thinking, oh, I'm Christian. Oh, I'm Hindu. I'm this. I'm that. Nobody is thinking that I am Krishna's. I am God's. So this designation disease has to be first of all cured. Then you become pure. So long you keep your designation, you are not pure. You are in the material condition. So to become a servant of Krishna, you need to become free from the designation, or put it differently, you need to be free from the material consciousness. And for this, in our life, of devotional life, there is what is called the Buddha Shuddhi prayers, which I will chant with you when I, after some time. Before the pujari enters the deity room, he will chant these prayers which will free him from the material concept of life and fix him up in his nature as an eternal servant of Krishna. So before chanting the holy names, it's good, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur told us, to really remember you're an eternal soul. You're now calling out to your eternal Lord. So I want to do this now with you. But before, I want to alert you. Look at your body. It's constantly something is going wrong. You have to take care of it. You have to bathe it. You have to go to the restroom to do something which we don't want to explain in detail. You may look beautiful now, but you will inevitably die, and your body will be transformed back into the five component elements. All of you have an X on your forehead. I can see that very clearly with my special glasses. What is it means an X on the forehead? You know, I lived in Goloka Dham for a long time, and the forest tree, that means the people from the forest department, owned that forest, and they would paint a black or a white X on the trees, which were meant to be cut down by the forest department. So you all have also an X on your forehead. Malini Priya, although you don't like to think about these things, you have a very clearly marked X on your forehead. That means you will be cut down. Nitai Charan, you may try to go to the doctor, please put this X away from my head. I don't want to be cut down. But no one can erase the X. Not even the doctors in Haley Street? Harley. Like Harley Davidson? Harley Street. Center. There are the good doctors. Go to them and say, can you, doctor, erase the X from my head? What? Where is the X? No, not like that. It meant I'm destined to die. Oh, that we cannot do, he will say. Even the doctor from the Harley Street will say. What is the cure for this? Mukunda Maharaj, Kula Shikhar says, you silly, wicked fool. I'm just reading the verse, it's not my words. Drink the powerful elixir of Krishna's name. It alone will cure you of this disease. Prabhupada often said this to us. You will die like us here, like I am. This is not special. You will all die. What will you do against this? Drink the powerful elixir. Elixir means rasayana. Rasayana is a life-giving Ayurvedic tonic of Krishna's name. While you can, it alone will cure you of this disease. So I wanted to make now a little meditation with you. Our last one for this time. How are you? Do you need a little physical exercise? No? Soft exercises, not these heavy ones. Let us do the lady and gentleman exercise. Really, very soft. No longer this ping-pong and this, you know, yesterday was our... I think because we should have compassion to Nitai Kirtan. Or maybe not. Who wants exercises? Well, that looks good. Who doesn't want exercises? I promise you this time I will not ask you to try to sit down on an imaginary chair. And they're very, very useful for you. If you don't need them, you can also sit by the wall and watch the others and laugh about them. I need it for sure because I have this back situation. Get up. This time we will very gently look left on an inhale and right on an exhale. This is good enough for today.
So my Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. I request you to sit tall again. Kindly have your bibek handy, because we will chant soon. If you want to drink some water, now is a good time. We are just preparing. Can you see? It feels different, isn't it? One is more alert. I request you to sit tall again. And when you are ready, concentrate on the breathing. Try to make a long exhale. You
because that will deepen automatically your inhalation. There's a lot of good oxygen for you, so please take it in. I would like to read to you this time a wonderful prayer. Please listen to the prayer very attentively. It is the Buddha Shuddhi prayers, prayers which quickly bring us to an understanding of who we really are. I am by nature an eternal servant of Krishna. But because of my own misfortune, I have been inimical toward him from time immemorial. Oh, I have identified myself with my body and wandered continuously in the cycle of birth and death in the material world, suffering the burning threefold miseries. But my fortune has changed. By my spiritual master's mercy, I now know that I am Krishna's eternal servant. I am an individual, spiritual being, completely apart from the gross and subtle body. I have now obtained the good fortune of serving again the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Syama Sundar. So we will now do a meditation, the humility meditation, which brings us to an understanding that we are an eternal soul. It is given in the Bhajan Rahasya. And what we will do is, I will read one verse to you, and then we will chant on our Japamala for a few minutes, until we again listen to a verse and then again chant. I will request you to start chanting when I make this sign, and I will request you to end your japa when I make this sign. You will easily make out. I'm not really fixed in my spiritual life, nor do I really have realized the truth of my spiritual nature. Krishna, if I'm honest, I don't have a lot of devotion to your lotus feet. Really, I have no qualifications. There's only one good thing in me. I know that I have no other shelter but you. You are the only worthy shelter. And so I take shelter in the cooling shade of your lotus feet. My dear devotees, chant in this humble mood of mind, taking shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. We have forgotten him for so long, but now we turn to him and we serve him by chanting the holy name. Please chant in your own speed, not in one voice with a group, but like you usually chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna. O son of Nanda, Hare Krishna. O Krishna, king of the country of love, I earnestly appeal for your affection. I am your servant. I feel deep within myself that I do have some connection to you. I am subordinate to you. But somehow I'm now in adverse circumstances. There are so many enemies within my heart trying to take me away from you. Therefore, I cannot yet give my full attention to you and your name. But at the same time, I feel from the deepest place within my heart that you are my master. You are all and everything to me. I know my heart will never be satisfied without your companionship. So I appeal to you. I'm under unfavorable circumstances. I'm suffering. And without your grace, I do not find any relief for my present imprisoned condition. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
For the end of this session, where we try to chant from a devotional service-inspired mood, I would request you to, in your mind's eye, turn to your favorite deities. Maybe Radha Syama Sunda in Vrindavan, maybe Radha Gokulananda at the manor, maybe here in Leicester, our deities, maybe in Birmingham, Lord Jagannath. Whoever is your favorite deity, please turn in your mind before them and try to chant the holy names with a very, very sincere expression of desiring to be again accepted in your as a servant. We will chant together one round, but before, I would like to just bring you a servant meditation. It is coming from the Sanat Kumar Sanghita. There Sadashiva talks to Narada Muni and says, the wise people should constantly meditate about these five sentences. Never should we become tired of not meditating of these sentences. And in your mind's eye, I would request you to go before your favorite deities in your mind. And these are the five sentences. I surrender to you, Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Whatever is in mine, whatever is mine is in actual truth your property. Everything is for your sake. Everything is for your enjoyment. Nothing is meant for my own enjoyment. O Shrimati Radharani, O Shri Krishna, please engage me in your service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Folding my hands over my head, I beg you, speaking freely with the courage given me by humility that has no other outlet. O ocean of mercy, O Lord, soak me just once with your compassionate glance. O ocean of mercy, O ocean of mercy, O Lord, bless me just once with your compassionate glance. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. A little bit more heart, please. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hey, go Hari, go Rahi.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, One higher, little higher.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Go! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna. So, welcome back to Leicester. It's really amazing when I see you from this position. I always look at you when you think I'm looking somewhere else, and it's really you know, this is what it means to fill the consciousness with Krishna, with prayers to Krishna, with his holy name, ultimately with his form, with qualities like his mercifulness to us. Of all the qualities which Krishna has, this quality is the devotee like the most, that he is unconditionally merciful. We have a chance, in other words. And his pastimes, this is what devotees should do. And do you know one thing? If you do these things, like attending the 24-hour kirtan in Birmingham, or attending devotional programs, although you may in the beginning not be so, you may be a beginner in your spiritual life, but by doing this, the dust becomes removed from the mirror of the heart more and more and more, so that in that mirror you will see more and more Krishna appear. See, the mirror always shows you what is closest to you. Our heart should show us what is closest to us. And what is closest to us is the Lord who is sitting in the heart. But when the mirror of the heart is contaminated or covered, then it doesn't show any longer what is closest to us. That is Krishna. But it shows all of a sudden what is very far away from us. That is the world of matter. So the only way is to scrub that heart, to purify it, so that again Krishna will appear in the clean mirror of the heart. Having said this, I can congratulate you. We have now more or less I have finished what I want to say. We will have a short and very joyful and nice ceremony in the afternoon, which we call welcoming your gift, we call it. Now we have 10 more minutes, I think. Is it correct? We go up till 1:45. Is that correct? So we can just see if you have any questions which are remaining, and I will do my best to answer them as concise as I can. Yes, Prabhu. What is your good name? Robin. Like Robin Hood. Yes. Personalities during when you meditate or when you chant or when you come into the state of consciousness.
It's like they appear in that field somehow, and even though not it's all attached, there's no threat at all. It's very distant, but they're very real.
I know that at the point of dying, when the soul leaves the material body, then all of a sudden it can see people both threatening and both non-threatening. When I had the fortune to accompany one of our devotees from our team a month ago, it was clear that she saw as she was preparing to leave her body, personalities. In her case, she was very sensitive. It was a hospital atmosphere, and many people had left their bodies in that hospital ward. It was an intensive care station of the Berlin Charité, and they were still around. They couldn't go. But we were informed that she had called for help, and then we did the mantras which are necessary so that the atmosphere is pure. But you don't speak of such personalities, such subtle beings. You seem to also not speak of highly exalted saints, like you speak of other personalities. Well, yes, they... The whole world, or the whole, every square inch of this world is filled with subtle beings. But most of us don't have sensory things equipped to see them. There have been many investigations on this in parapsychology, and an area of psychology which I had to look at for my psychology module in the Vedic way. And there's amazing things, but they don't concern normally us. But as you become drawn into Krishna consciousness, you become a little bit more sensitive, and there might be a period in your life where you see them. But this will go again after some time. I do remember very distinctly there was a devotee in Germany who saw all kinds of these subtle beings as he for one whole year, I told him, you know, he looked for an explanation. I told him, yes, well, you come now from the gross level of your gross material life, you become a little bit more sensitive, and therefore your channels of perception for subtle things are more opening, but this is still material. It is not worth to invest in it. And I remember Prabhupada had once answered to such a similar question, it will go again. And this is just on your journey, you know, you're becoming more sensitive. I know there are some people who before Krishna consciousness didn't think there would be something like subtle beings, and then all of a sudden they saw them. They were shocked and or surprised, but then you pass again. It's a process of sensibilization or becoming more sensitive, which for some of us look like this, others will see of all of a sudden desires which they thought they didn't have. Do you know this in Krishna consciousness? All of a sudden you think, my God, I have more material desires than before. What has happened to me? It's these desires were all the time with you, but you are now becoming more sensitive. That means more alert of what's going on. It will pass again. It's just a few unfortunate meters on your journey. Hare Krishna. Good. Please, I always keep forgetting your name, but it's such a... I remember it was... What? Rasa Bihari. Oh, it's the best name. Yes, Rasa Bihari Krishna Prabhu.
Thank you so much. I was just going to ask,
It's what?
It's we're singing with words more slowly, so it's easier to each word. With japa, it's with each of the names, overcome that. So like you were saying before, if we were to chant slowly, it would take 15 minutes per round.
Yes. You say in kirtan we chant more slowly than we do in japa. That much I could understand, but then I was I started to lament about the sound, and my whole attention went to the silly sound, a silly problem of the sound. So I was not with you. Good. Yeah. You can overcome. Thank you. You can overcome this when you learn to connect the mind with the sound in japa. That is, you know, it seems japa flies by. But why does it seem like that? It's because your mind is not connected. It just goes and your mind is at your shopping list, for instance, which you need to fulfill. So when you connect the mind to the chanting, you will also hear everything. But by the way, it is natural that it goes a little bit faster. It is, see, when we say one lakh of holy names, when you count one lakh of holy names, it would actually be something like 50-something rounds. Has someone done the calculation? 58 rounds. But we chant 64 rounds because we know that in the course of chanting, we will be a little fast or we will be a little inattentive. Therefore, 6 more rounds have to have been added. You know, 1 lakh of rounds, like Mahaprabhu said, should actually be 58 rounds. But because we know we speed up and we miss something during japa, we add 60 bonus rounds to it, so that we make sure we have chanted all together one leg rounds, which amounts to 58 rounds. Mm-hmm. In other words, yes, it goes a little bit brizzo, brizzo, meaning, what is that? Fast, fast, yeah. But one can make up for this. Main thing is what we must learn to connect our mind to the chanting of japa. When your mind is not connected, 1 hour flies by like 1 second, you know. Have you ever been very bored in a lecture and you have switched off? I mean, it happens, it does happen, isn't it? Or we are inattentive and then we don't hear any longer when we switched off and then, oh, it's over. Good. Yes. What is your good name again? Maharani Vrinda Devi Dasi. Yeah.
We're trying to ignore the mind while we're chanting, cannot listen to the mind. And back and back again and again, and we pray for that. But what if you suffer from some disease, mental disease?
Mental disease?
Yeah, oh. And it's very difficult. I have multiple sclerosis and that. And I found it very difficult. I mean, now I'm much better than I used to be, but I'm chanting much slower.
For one
round, it takes me 10 minutes.
Oh.
But if I want to listen to my round and to concentrate, I really can't.
Oh, it's good. It's good. But
the thing is, I'm really suffering from my condition. And I don't know,
it's
my condition or it's just my mind?
I'm getting nervous because I didn't look at the time and we are a little bit over time, but I will. This will be the no problem. It's not really no problem on your side. I will give you a tip. Multiple sclerosis is not some mental, but it does infect the mind, or is it affects the mind?
Nerve cells.
Acha. I didn't know. I didn't know. Oh, Krishna. Yeah.
When I had the attack, I was almost half paralyzed. So I started yoga really helped.
Good. Do your exercises well. I can only say, when we are ill, then we need extra time. I remember devotees in the hospital who are really emergency. They need the whole day to finish 16 rounds, but that's not normal. That's all right. That's all right. Krishna understands. I wouldn't now hurry up when you have a bout of illness and just go. There are 6 rules to improve your japa according to Hari Bhakti Vilas, but we can't get into them here. I brought them with me, but one is avyagrata. You should be patient and not, you know, just hurry up the chanting. It's like prayer, you know. Now hurry up, pray fast. Or love, can you hurry up a loving conversation, you know? Say it quick. faster. you go like, another time, you know. It's not possible to speed up prayer, and because it has to do with a world of loving devotion, you know. So when it goes slower, then it goes slower. No problem. Krishna understands. My dear devotees, I'm over time, and I really want to give you your pauses. Let me thank you very, very much. But next time we need to put more time for questions and answers. I know I always do this wrong. Let us just now. here Pradyumna Prabhu, who will lead us or guide us to the program, because the timings are different from yesterday, Pradyumna Prabhu. I remember very clearly,
Prasadam has arrived. Usual venue of Prasadam Hall, towards the back. But just make a note, yesterday we came back at 4:30, today we come back at 4 o'clock. And it is our last session together, taking the retreat home, as Maharaj said, welcoming your gift. So 4 o'clock we will come back here, and as you have your lunch and think about, right at the beginning of Friday evening, right at the beginning of the retreat, and as we shared our expectations, and as we were thinking of where is Anujapur at right now, and now we've had 2 days of prayer, meditation, connecting with Krishna, and where do we take this? So we will get into that final ceremony of closing and taking the retreat home with us at 4 o'clock. Thank you all very much. Enjoy your lunch.
Rest a little bit if necessary and come back.
What I said to you earlier that I almost left. I don't think I can ever leave my spiritual master or my devotee.